This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've covered the WeWork implosion the past couple of days, of which I'm pretty sure you know the nuts and bolts, the $1.7 billion that founder Adam Neumann is getting to go away. Also, the takeover by one of the company's big investors, the Japanese conglomerate SoftBank. Today, SoftBank itself, specifically its giant investment arm, it's called the Vision Fund. The Vision Fund is a big presence in Silicon Valley. It plows huge amounts into startups, some, obviously, more successful than others. But as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, you can't go around with $100 billion in your pocket without attracting some attention.
SoftBank Group dates back to 1981. It was originally a computer software distributor, a bank of software, not a real bank, as people who work there must get sick of explaining. Today, it's mostly known for its Vision Fund, roughly $100 billion, that it invests mostly in Silicon Valley. Paul Kedrowski is a partner at VC firm SK Ventures.
If you've ever used Yahoo, if you've ever used any ride-sharing companies, it would be very, very difficult in 2019 to not have some way been impacted by SoftBank.
The founder, Masayoshi Son, has a reputation in Japan for creating large-scale positive change, says Kenji Kushida at Stanford's Asia-Pacific Research Center. For example, Son brought competition to Japanese broadband service that cut the prices by about half.
He's not averse to taking big risks, and so far he's been quite successful at it.
But not with WeWork, and that's denting SoftBank's reputation. It also faced controversy last year for taking Saudi investment money. And some economists say such an enormous pot of money has distorted the investment landscape. Mark Kanis is a professor of entrepreneurship and innovation at the University of San Francisco.
It's certainly, you might say, disruptive to the venture industry in some respects, because it really makes such a large amount of capital available that the competition for funding new deals becomes a lot more intense.
And that drives up the prices that other investors have to pay. So maybe there is such a thing as too much money. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.